This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I was intrigued by an article written by Duane Litfin, former president of Wheaton College, in their alumni magazine. He was writing about the integration of faith and learning at the college, based on 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. In these verses, Paul refers to the seen and the unseen. Litfin describes the seen as all that for humans is independently discoverable, all we can learn on our own through the application of our own faculties. The unseen, then, would be that which is not discernible for us. If it's not discoverable, it raises the question, can we get to know it? Litfin points out that Paul's answer would be yes. How? Through special revelation and testimony of God. The world of the unseen represents all we know is the case because God has told us it is so. Otherwise, we might not know it. In fact, central to this revelation knowledge of the unseen, is insight about how we are to construe the seen. Through revelation, we discover what things look like from the perspective of heaven. We learn what otherwise would be unavailable to us, namely, how things appear to God. From His revelation, we gain a view from above expressed in language from below. The point that Litfin is making based on Paul's statement is that though we might not know all that God is doing in and through our momentary situation, especially when we are suffering, we can know based on God's revelation inscripturated in the Bible that our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all.